Yo, man, if you listen to this show and you're underage, by pure magic, a creepy priest is gonna come in your room while you're sleeping and molest you all night. You know what I'm saying? So don't listen to this shit if you're underage. Press stop now. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to BDO Radio, and I'm your host, Budweiser. And damn, has it been long since I haven't been on a podcast. I was gonna say recorded show, but now we call them podcasts. In fact, it's November 24, year 2008, and the last recorded show we did was February 12, year 2007. Yeah, it's been a while. We haven't done this type. And I could go even further. It's not just been that long that we've done a recorded show. It's also been really long that we haven't recorded the recorded show. Now, you're not following me here. Most of the recent podcasts, not recent being a relative term here, because nothing's really recent in this case. Most of the later ones were built off excerpts of live shows, of past live shows that were recorded, and I would take excerpts and basically build the talk segments that way and release a recorded show that was built from live show material. But now we're back to basics. I wanted to do this, record a podcast, because I actually, you know, that it's not like we've been away from BDO during the summer or during the last year and a half. There have been a few recorded shows done, and Enigma Ontario was on them, and we even came up with a new concept now that's actually going to be featured on this podcast. And it's called Judge Bob. So it's not like we've been slacking really on the show. It's not like we've been completely away or giving up. So it's really even harder to explain to you why there hasn't been any new podcasts. I could have very well taken the skits that I've recorded so far and build a recorded show from them, along with the live shows that we've done recently. There was enough material in there, and I just didn't get around to it, really, and I mostly relied on live shows, keeping people coming to BDO Radio, so I figured it wouldn't be really important to release podcasts, I guess, is the only explanation I could come up with. I don't see anything else, really. Anyways, but it's been a while, and also, I even figured I'd record this one by myself, and I'll tell you why. I was a little inspired to hit the record button today, because it's 12:30 a.m. right now. It's a Monday morning. Actually, it's a Sunday night. It's November 23, but really November 24, because we're past midnight. And, I'm about to call it a night here. I'm about to go to bed and shit, but I figured I'd record a little couple of talk segments to build a new podcast for BDO Radio. And what really sparked the interest is the fact that I tuned in to my own stream about half an hour ago, and because I decided to air the old playlist now, I'm airing all the old bong.dhs.org material from 1999 to 2003, or it goes up to 2004, even 2005, even, I think. And I was listening to that stuff. I was listening to really old stuff, and you know, I was listening to one of them classic podcasts, or recorded shows, as I called them back then. And there's me just going on about different topics and just a la old-fashioned BDO. And you know what? I was listening to that, and I figured I could give it a shot, you know. And I'm being a soldier right now. I'm about to call it a night. It's the end of the night here. It's the end of the whole goddamn weekend, for Christ's sake. And I decide to record something. Not just that, I'm still kind of recovering from a cold that has been slowing me down since like last Wednesday. And while I do feel much better, I do still feel kind of weird from it. I'm stuffed up here, and I might actually explode in random cough in the middle of the show. Please bear with me as that occurs. But you know, it's nice. I was listening to that, and I was like, you know what? Even though I'm a little sick right now, and I'm not like super energetic, I will go to bed very soon, maximum an hour. I figured, you know what, I have not that much to do. I could either watch TV or record some BDO Radio. And It really put me in the mood to hear the old video radio go. Really put me in the mood, and I heard a bunch of my old advisories and stuff like that. It's been so long, I haven't heard that stuff, that some parts I completely forgotten I even made. So when I hear it, it's like I'm listening to someone else, but I made this stuff. Anyways, it's a real weird feeling, but it's kind of cool. Anyways, I just spoke of Judge Bob, and I want to bring back the topic now. If you, while you were listening to me talk back there, if you heard me say Judge Bob and went, what the hell is Judge Bob? If you're thinking that right now, listening to this, going, who is he talking about? Who's Judge Bob? Well, you haven't been around at BDO Radio for quite a while, because Judge Bob is something that exists since, I'd say, last June. It began as a series of recorded skits that I actually put up on both my Facebook group. I also put them up. Did I put them up anywhere else? No, I actually played them on live shows. That's about it. And eventually, yes, I put them up on the everyday playlist of BDO Radio as a sort of big segment on the playlist. Because there was no new podcasts to release them as a part of, you know, I would have taken those Judge Bob skits and put them in a podcast, but there was no new podcasts coming out. So I figured I was eager for people to hear that stuff. So I put it on the playlist. We played a lot during live shows. And also, we came up with the concept of doing live Judge Bob. And me and Nick Montoya, sometimes on live shows, will perform this live. So if you're wondering who Judge Bob is, well, it's been really long since you haven't been by a BDO. Probably as long as the last podcast was released, like February 12, 2007, that's probably the time you've not been over here in, or whatever way I'm supposed to say that in. Yeah. Hi, I'm Budweiser. How you doing? You so heard the damage in my throat from the cold I got right now, right there. How you doing? I am doing fine. Hello. Okay. Yeah, back to basics. What was I going to say? Yes, Judge Bob. Now, if you don't know what Judge Bob is, basically it's a parody Cindy Court show. Cindy Court show would be something like Judge Judy or Judge Joe Brown or all these court shows. Basically, me and Nick Montoya were watching Judge Judy one night and, you know, laughing our asses off at a bunch of cases that are processed in that show. And during the intro, the narrator says something like, you know, the cases are real. The people are real. And that's where Nick Montoya interrupted the narrator and went, the judge is fake. And I started laughing, obviously, and I took note of that. And I told Nick Montoya, maybe we should do a skit where the intro says the cases are real. The people are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final. And we were laughing our asses off, obviously, just at the idea. So we did carry on with it. And that's where Judge Bob was born. And since then, I mean, it was born in two phases. We started recording and we started doing like brainstorms, coming up with ideas for cases and recording them. And then we went on to doing this live. And I actually installed a whole bunch of software to help us be able to do the voice effects and the sound effects and the courtroom sounds and all that shit live. And we even put that together. So now you got Judge Bob in sort of two modes. You got the recorded versions, which obviously sound much better. And you got the live versions, which are way more fun, because this is the thing. If you ever hear word that we're going to do a live show, either it's a Sunday classic or a weeknight live show, and more likely during this fall and this winter and possibly even in the spring, until like late spring, the shows are probably going to happen on weeknights or weekends, but not Sundays. Sunday being our Simpsons, King of the Hill, Family Guy, American Dad night. So me and Nick Montoya get together to actually watch that shit on Sunday nights. And then my girlfriend joins in and sometimes get some extra guests. So whatever, that's not a show night. When suppose there's a Sunday where there's no new Family Guy, Simpsons and such, we're probably going to go on the air, but if there's something new, expect us not to be on the air on that Sunday. mostly be on the air, like, I don't know, on Fridays, on Saturdays. You're going to catch us when we are free to do so, and we're going to try to let you know in advance on the mailing list. Don't forget, people, be subscribed to the mailing list at BDO Radio. We're very polite with our subscribers and send messages about when our live shows are going to take place. And obviously, no, we do not pass your email address on. So if you want to subscribe to that mailing list, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com. That's going to open the website. Now, in the menu to your left, you click mailing list. And that's going to take you to a page where you can subscribe to our mailing list. So you got to confirm your email address before it's done, and then you're going to be in. So that's the way to get in our mailing list. And this is where you're going to know next time we do a live show and if it has some Judge Bob featured or not. And if there is some Judge Bob featured or not, I mean, I recommend you tune in either way. But with Judge Bob, it's really, really important that you do tune in if you've never been to one of these live shows. They're a whole lot of fun because we actually ask the listeners to suggest the cases for Judge Bob. Yes, that's right. We fully interact with you and basically the audience that come up with what's going to happen on the show. So it's a really good one to tune into, and really hope we can get a whole bunch of people on the next one. We're already getting a snowball effect on the Judge Bob audience. I mean, the first Judge Bob show we did, we got like, the live Judge Bob show we did, we got like, what, 4 or 5 listeners. And then we went on to up to 10, and the third one we had like a dozen, and then it stabilized around a dozen, went a little higher with time, but much slower. And it was, okay, it's not that huge of an audience, but it's encouraging to know that we went from like an audience that thought that we were dead, because even when we did the first live Judge Bob show this summer in July, on July 14th, a lot of people thought we were fucking dead because we hadn't done a live show in like 3 or 4 months at least. And that's where, you know, people took a little time to come back. But it's good that we noticed that doing some Judge Bob shows and the interaction and everything really got people going again, and really happy about that. Now, that describes Judge Bob and the whole thing. So, and you'll know now next time there's a live Judge Bob show to tune in. And another note I want to add is that, yes, today, there's going to be 2 new Judge Bob episodes in this show, and I have to assure the ones who have heard almost everything related to Judge Bob so far, like all the skits, all the recorded ones, the live ones, and so far, that we will only air unaired Judge Bob material in this podcast. I don't want to piss off listeners who have been following Judge Bob for months now, who already know all this stuff. And I want to get everybody some new material here, enough to introduce Judge Bob to people who don't know Judge Bob, and enough to make people who know Judge Bob enjoy this show. So that I thought was really important. So this is going to be all new material. The skits are all new in this show. And there's even a surprise coming up right after this skit that it's playing, right after this talk, which I'm about to shut up now to get this show on the road. And, right after the upcoming skit, the upcoming advisory, whatever you want to call it, you guys are going to love this. And I almost expect the BDO old timers, the people who've been listening for a while, to write in about this and go, holy shit, what the fuck? Okay, I don't want to say anymore. I'm going to actually accidentally give it away again. Surprise, surprise. Okay. So let's get on with this show number 22. Podcast number 22, and moving on to an advisory, and then a surprise, and then the show keeps going. So, yeah, check this out.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Go gets to go that street. Hi there, I'm Joe Harry from bong.dhs.org. You might remember my voice from such tutorials as 1001 Smart Ways to Recycle Yak Urine. Today, I'm starting off a new series called In the Ideal World. For the first piece in our new series, we'll be covering Getting Caught with Cannabis. Getting caught with cannabis. In the ideal world, getting caught with cannabis by police would sound like this.
I'm sorry, sir. What are you doing?
Oh, officer, I'm... nothing.
Is that cannabis you're smoking?
No, officer.
Seriously, come on. There hasn't been any decent bud in town in weeks.
So?
So, well, this stuff smells great. We'd sure like to have a piece of it.
Sure. Hang on. Here's my card. I deliver until 2 a.m. every night.
Wow. Finally a reliable source. Hey, mind if I pass the word?
Oh, go ahead. The more the merrier, man.
All units, all units. I finally found someone who sells good shit as opposed to that crap we've been buying from those Mexicans downtown. The phone number is 555-0505 and he delivers till 2 a.m.
10-4, Sheriff, that's the shit.
In the real world, getting caught with cannabis would sound like this.
I'm sorry, sir, what are you doing?
Officer, I'm, nothing.
Is that cannabis you're smoking?
No, officer.
Seriously.
Wait, hey, what are you doing? Put that beating stick down.
I don't even have to read your rights. Just you're coming to the station, you little piece of shit.
This is Joe Harry wrapping up this edition of In the Ideal World. And remember, the world is not ideal. It's real.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, what's up? I'm your host for the fucking news, Bong Lit Up, and welcome to bong.dhs.org, yo. I'm fucking employed again, finally, you know? We're November 23, year 2008. I don't even remember the last fucking time I was on the air. Now, I want to be a little pissed off for the fact that, you know, I haven't been on the air since, like, what, 2005 or 2004 maybe even, you know? It's been so fucking long. Our segment was taken by the affiliations, and then it was taken by this, and then Bud had an excuse, and then it was like, oh, we don't want to talk about this anymore, and then all this shit, but now we're back, so I'm gonna stop being pissed off about it. I'm your host, Bong Lit Up. What's up, people? You know, we got a great time for, we got a great, you know, set of information to give to you today, but before I get to that, you know what I want to do? I want to have
the Bong News.
That's right, yo. You know, Budweiser didn't do it in the first segment. He had so much to fucking talk about, he fucking forgot, so I'm gonna do it for him, you know? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been, you know, they taste even better when I have them on the air on this radio show. It's great to be back, people, and you know, I got a great story for my first segment in like fucking 2,000 years. This week, in our local city here, an apartment was busted. Now, the whole 16-story building was being used as one large grow room, you know? It was a really elaborate setup. It was really fucked up. Cops were, like, scratching their heads, going, gah, and scratching their balls, you know? And the tenants, now the tenants, this is the weird part about this whole case. The tenants were actually fake cardboard cutouts who were computer-controlled to walk into a garage filled with cardboard cutout cars every morning, y'all. And they pretend to drive out to work, making it look like the place was occupied, you know? And, now, the landlord is a suspect in this case, and we have a little excerpt of him and what he had to say about this, so listen to this.
Why are you blaming me? I'm blind! Some man came to me every month and paid all the rents. What did I do wrong?
Okay, so that's all for this fucked up case and also the news for this week. So I hope you're happy to have us back, you know, and we're gonna be on the next show, you know what I'm saying? Me and Alexander. So, now get ready for the weather, you know what I'm saying?
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Well, I'm lost here, man. I haven't done this in way too long, where? What was I again? Right, the weather guy. I just heard the intro. Where? It's like, sir, oh, look at this, man. I don't have to think about what I want to say. There's a story here left up for me on the desk. This is like the new way of operating. Blah. It's like I can get completely stoned on the show. And not, well, oh, look at this. Blah. There's even some weed on the desk. So, oh, I guess I have to press this button, yeah? Okay, well, I'm gonna do what this thing told me to do. Where? It feels good to be back. Shit, man, I'm getting old. I'm still capable of doing this. Okay, what's the weather? Right, I'm the weather guy. Hi. Now, okay, if you're out of weed at this time of the year, I believe I've went over this before, but it's been so long. If you're out of weed at this time of the year, it's crop busting season, so, which means a lot of police forces, they're like busting people, and they go like out to an open field and they burn the shit, right? So like, this makes a lot of smoke go up in the air. Now, we could speak about if this becomes clouds in the air that could roll up in your area, but I don't think it's possible. What is possible, though, is the clouds going over the crop being burned pick up some of the cannabis essence in the smoke and carry it in them. And it's like wherever these clouds are going to fall in the form of rain, well, basically, if you drink that rain, you might get a little chance of being high. So if you're out of weed at this time of the year, what you want to do is go out there and wait for the clouds to roll in. Even though the rain's cold, don't worry, you know, drink it. Maybe you get high. Maybe you get a little free buzz, you know? So that's like for the weather this week. And Bong Lit Up said on the other segment, we'll be back, you know, it's not the last one. We'll employ it again, you know what I'm saying? In this tough economic times, you know, but otherwise it's found a way, you know? It's pretty much more like us, like we're dying of hunger. We had better jobs before we lost them, but, you know, my house got foreclosed, you know, and Bong Lit Up, well, he just got dumped by his wife, but we're back on the air now, it's good, you know? So, I'm Alexander Hash for the weather on November 23, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Yeah, that's pretty much right.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Call 1-800-555-6767 for a free blowjob now. Customers must pay a $500 shipping and handling fee.
Hi there, I'm Joe Harry from bong.dhs.org. You might remember my voice from such tutorials as Sacrificing Your Mother in a 7-Minute Ritual. This series is entitled In the Ideal World. In this edition of In the Ideal World, we'll cover Running Out of Cannabis. Running out of cannabis. In the ideal world, running out of cannabis while craving another consumption would sound like this.
Obama addresses controversial comments made by his former reverend. We talked to the college student who's visited the Chicago church.
Oh,
swiping your card instead
good shit.
Of with cash,
man, your eyes just went after that hit.
I know. The shit's so good.
Oh no, I think you had the last hit.
The what hit?
The last hit.
The last? What's that? Just look on the table, there's more.
What? Hey, nice. But aren't we gonna run out again if we smoke that?
Run out? Last? Man, what are these words you speak? Look, I don't think you understand how things go. Smoke all the shit on the table in one hit.
What? But we won't have any left after.
Just trust me, do it.
Look, it's your weed, man. Whatever. Here, you want me to smoke all this?
Yep.
Okay, man.
TMZ, we got the Hollywood you won't see on the tour. Next TMZ, Jack goes Neverland. Michael Sport is never coming back. There's a plot ticking on foreclosure.
Now, man. Once you're done coughing, look on the table.
Hey, wait a minute. There's more pot again.
I'll never run out.
And if I smoke this stash?
There'll be more on the table right after.
Wow, hand me more.
See? That's why I've been totally stoned for these past few months.
Man, and you haven't been working?
I know. Fortunately, the office still send me paychecks because they think I'm such a nice guy.
In the real world, running out of cannabis sounds like this.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama addresses controversial comments made by his former reverend.
Wow.
Oh,
this is good shit.
Man, your eyes just went after that hit.
I know. This shit's so good.
Oh no, I think you had the last hit.
What?
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Oh shit, man. God damn it, do you have money for more?
No, man. You?
No. I spent all my money smoking pot these last few days.
Can you take a front from your dealer?
Well, you see, I would if I knew I had income on the way, but I got fired yesterday evening after not going to work for 4 days.
God damn it. Oh well, got a vacuum cleaner? I'll go do the carpet and look for pieces of dropped bud in the dust bag.
This is Joe Harry wrapping up this edition of In the Ideal World. And remember, the world is not ideal, it's real.
Case number 7012. The plaintiff, 47-year-old ex-stockbroker Craven Moorhead, is suing the defendant, 12-year-old 1.6-liter bottle of Moët Champagne, for medical bills resulting from a facial injury during a physical assault. The defendant refuses to comment or negotiate with the plaintiff.
All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care!
You are about to enter Judge Bobadilla Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Hi, people. Get seated here. We got little time on this Sunday night, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, sit your asses down.
Yeah,
I'm fucking tired of being here already.
Honorable Judge Bob here
yes,
deciding.
Yo. I am. Don't waste my week.
Yo, how's been your vacation, man? You know, we took
it's
a little
been, it's
fall
been
vacation.
Good. It's been good. It's been good. Yeah. Yeah.
How many bitches, yeah?
I went fishing and
went
passed
fishing?
Out on the boat for 3 days.
With bitches?
No, with a bottle of, what was it? Havana Club 151.
Oh, shit, that's why you look so fucking hungover, man.
Oh, wow, it was a 2-week binge.
Man, I'm recovering from a 3-week crack binge, yo. I'm completely broke. Hey, can you pass me a little cash, yo?
Sure.
Yo, man, thanks, man. What,
okay.
That's all you
hey.
Got?
Listen to me, you crackhead. It's enough to get your
yo,
hot
I'm off. Okay, the bin's over, man. I'm
okay.
clean, yo.
Okay, let's do this. What's
okay.
going on here? What do we got? What do we got?
Okay, wait. We got, right now, I'll bring up your case sheet here.
Okay, so we have Mr. Craven Moorhead. Mr. Craven Moorhead, if I understand, you are suing someone for hitting you with a Moët bottle?
That fucking bitch. That's right. That's what I'm suing, bitch.
You're suing?
I mean, you're not the bitch, ish. She's the bitch.
Who?
Fucking bitch. This little bitch right here that I'm pointing at, the defendant.
You're pointing at
Why aren't you answering my calls, you bitch?
You're...
Fucking, look at my face. That
black eye is from someone hitting you with the bottle? A woman?
That fucking bitch, the cork went right in my eye. It's not...
No, wait. I understand, you idiot. You're smoking crack there, bailiff.
Yo, man.
What?
Man, no.
What?
I'm clean, man. I told you I'm clean. It was just a binge, man.
Okay.
Can I borrow some more money, yo?
No. Okay, so let's come back. So if I understand you, moron, you're suing the bottle itself.
Calling me a moron? You want to start something in this courtroom?
You're in my courtroom. I judge,
shut
Bob.
Sustain. Recess!
No recess. I call the recess!
What?
Bailiff, do something! Get off the floor!
Give me 50 bucks, yo. I'm gonna do something if you give me 50 bucks, man. You know what? I man. You get the fuck on the floor and shut the fuck up! Listen to me, man. You wanna get it all, man? What? You
that's right, but in the groin. Hit him in the groin.
That's right.
Right hook! Ooh. That's right. Alright, see?
Yo,
see?
Man.
Are you calm
it's
now?
Easy, man. He's completely drunk.
I know that, but still, he's annoying me because I'm not drunk.
Are you asking me if I'm calm now?
Yeah, no, him. You calm now?
What are you talking to me?
Yeah, shut up.
What's happening?
Shut up when you speak to me.
Where am I?
I'm going to ask No.
But what's going on here?
You're suing a Moët bottle. I want to hear the Moët.
Yeah, that bitch.
Yes, I want to hear.
I told you.
Shut up.
Bitch. What?
I want to hear the side of the story. So, Mrs. Moët, tell me what happened that night. I see your silence is very, very...
She's a fucking liar! Don't listen to her! She's a fucking bitch!
Listen, she wasn't talking when you were.
Fucking whore.
Okay. Mrs. Moët, I'm gonna have to ask you again. Did you assault Mr. Moorhead that night? Your silence is touching me. I'm gonna award you $5,000.
What? I'm the one suing
here.
I see
where.
You need some money.
I can see where your anger is coming from, Mrs. Moët, and I assure
fucking
you,
bullshit.
This man will never bother you again.
I stopped.
Judge Bob have talked.
I'm what?
Bailiff, get him out.
Yo, man, get the fuck out. Are you gonna give me another 50 bucks if I do, man?
Man, you know what? You get him out right now, I'll give you $100.
Okay, man, yo, get the fucking out of here.
Now, a word from the plaintiff.
It's absolutely...
And now, a word from the defendant.
So, you're single now, I see. Eh? So you want to go have a drink? Or can I have a drink?
right, people, let's get ready for the next case. In the matter of Beth Oldsmobile versus Gustave T-Guy Rosier Trombley. Case number distilled potato vodka. The plaintiff, 71-year-old senior citizen Beth Oldsmobile, is suing the defendant, 41-year-old unemployed ex-grocery bagger Gustave T-Guy Rosier Trombley, for money stolen during a street mugging. All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care! You are about to enter Judge Bobadil and Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Okay, let's do this.
In the courtroom to get people this calm. Now check it
really?
Out, man. Everybody's almost on the floor, yo.
Yeah, but they're not resting. They're looking.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. You know what I'm saying? Because at least they're going to watch the case. You know?
Yes.
They have to watch a case. Oh, yeah, and I got to warn you about something. The defendant's name, you might want to get around to it because it's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? So I'll let you get
okay,
started.
Okay, so we have Beth Oldsmobile versus Gustave T-Guy Rosier Trombley.
Your Honor.
How do you say your name, sir?
Gustave Rosier Trombley.
Gustave today, Rosier Trombley.
No. Come with. Gustave Rosier Trombley.
Gustave Trombley.
Okay,
okay, I got
my first name right. Say Gustave.
Gustave.
Okay, you got the almost.
Good. Okay, so you want to tell me what happened here? Why is this old lady suing you?
She said that I steal her shakosh.
Purse?
Yeah, exact.
Okay.
And then
I'm starting to speak like you now.
Then
not
then,
funny.
I start to run real fast.
Hey, buddy.
What's happened?
You hit the word of the day.
What's the word of the day? Run
is our word of the day.
So what does that mean?
That means not only are you getting acquitted from this crime, she has to pay you $15,000.
Your Honor, what? No.
On top of
the money
you stole from her.
What? I have to
case dismissed. Judge Bob, I've talked, and so has the word of the day.
And now, a word from the plaintiff.
I don't have $15,000! This is bullshit! Oh my god! I get mugged! And now, I think I'm going to...
Lady, hey! Word of the day is sacred, okay?
What do you mean, the word of the day?
It is sacred.
Bullshit. I have to pay my own money over
you want me to put you in contempt of court?
What? In contempt of what?
Of court.
We're
that means you go... You go to jail and you become someone's bitch.
I'm leaving.
That's right. Walk away.
And now a word from the defendant.
See, tabernak, I don't understand, but I rich now. I give a effort in society to make my money like the lies today you hear in the court and throw down the street I win some money.
Next time on Judge Bob...
I was at a street corner. And,
okay, no, but on the picture, can you point me where you were?
Sir, I'm blind.
Are you serious?
Look, my dog saw everything happen.
For tickets to Judge Bob, give your honor a blowjob.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
It's the holiday season again, so it's just about time to grab a bucket, stick your finger down your throat, and vomit in the bucket. Once you're done, seal the bucket. Place in a mailable package. Address this package to BDO Radio Jingle Bells Foundation, P.O. Box 75234, Burbank, California, zip code 90248. Proceeds will be donated to the poor. Help the poor, needy children this holiday season by mailing them some heartwarming soup. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Hi there, I'm Joe Harry from bong.dhs.org. You might remember my voice from such tutorials as committing suicide with drain cleaner in 2 easy steps. This series is entitled In the Ideal World. In this edition of In the Ideal World, we'll cover smoking resin as a substitute for cannabis. Smoking resin as a substitute for cannabis. In the ideal world, smoking the resin scraped out of your bong as a substitute to cannabis would sound like this.
Oh, wow. Oh, dude, you gotta try this resin, man.
Yo, man, it's that good?
Man, I had to smoke 2 ounces of prime bud in that bong to get all that resin. Took me 2 weeks.
Yo, man, 2 weeks? 2 ounces in 2 weeks? That's insane.
Hey, come on. I know it's a lot to smoke, but I'll do anything for more of that tasty resin.
You're right, man. It's worth it. You know, last year, they only had resin at the cannabis cup?
You're kidding.
No, they figured it would be no use putting the plants up against such good shit, they left the plants out altogether.
In the real world, smoking resin as a substitute to cannabis sounds like this.
Man, are you okay? Dude! Yo, man, dude, wake up, man! Come on, man! Ah, man, don't make me call the ambulance again. Fucking resin. That shit's so nasty, you've gone and shot your lungs and passed out again.
We understand. This edition of In the Ideal World conflicted with an earlier edition. But hey, at BDO Radio, we're stupid idiots that can't tell right from left, can't tell black from white, and can't tell your mothers from our slave prostitutes. This is Joe Harry, wrapping up this edition of In the Ideal World, and remember, the world is not ideal, it's real.
Hello, welcome to Terrorist Kaboom Radio. I am your host, Jamala Bin Lawid, and I have overtaken the studio, so consider a segment to be a terrorist segment, where terror will ring and you will fear. Fear at BDO, because me and team have overtaken studio. We have hijacked, we take control, and we broadcast our own segment now because we want to take over and we possess control over total studio. And I want to go on the air first to advertise that I will seriously make sure that everyone in society, listen to show or not, smoke directly from my marijuana azbong. Marijuana azbong was disrespected completely years behind at bong.dhs.org. A bunch of infidel American crap heads of shit that fuck. And we take over radio to advertise azbong, show you it good product, and everybody must consume from it, or Allah, the Almighty Allah, will punish you by ass-bonging you. Yes, and will to display to you, I will press this button now and show you. Yes, now I go show you ass-bong result that it do. Now, it's very simple to use. All I do is I plug this end into rectum like this. Ah! And then I press this button to hit. And the smoke come out from your mouth. Oh, it crazy stone me. It crazy stone me, and it can crazy stone you. If you listen to terrorist segment right now, you wonder why it sounds like terrorist, because we are terrorist kaboom. Special segment, we take over studio, we control, we have guns, we under siege the entire studio, as usual, and we control. And now I make sure everybody in society use azbong or die. Yes, you will die if you... Now, because the host of this show is a pussy, a complete vagina shit, we do something he never do. We going to take live call. Well, live call. This podcast record shit, but we take call while we do it. So I take caller on show and speak to them, and they can tell me, they can praise Allah, they can praise azbong, they can say good thing about azbong, they can call to encourage azbong, they can call to say good thing, but you say bad thing, if you call here, make sure your telephone support telephone murder. Because if you say negative thing about Allah or the Bong, we telephone murder you. So make sure, please. Okay, we take first caller, number one caller. Hello, welcome to Terror Kaboom Show.
Hi, you goddamn sand nigger. How dare you go and defy the patriotism?
You disrespect Terror.
And
you disrespect
the American.
No, what do you want to tell me now? Listen to me, you infidel American. I have nothing to say to you. I murder you by telephone
now.
I murder you by telephone.
What, are you stupid or something? That ain't gonna work.
You stupid infidel. You're supposed
you're
to...
You're the piece of shit fucking sand nigger piece of crap.
Fuck you. Goodbye. Next caller.
Yum. I'd like to say I really like your ass bong concept. It's a pretty cool thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It is very, very, very good concept. Not just a good concept to smoke, but very good shit fuck your brain from smoking. Very, very efficient.
Yeah.
And also, Allah will thank you for using this device.
But I'm a Christian.
What did you say?
I'm a Christian. I'm not Muslim.
Infidel.
What?
Infidel. You want to use the ass bong and you are Christian?
But I'm on your side here.
Infidel. I murder you by telephone now. I murder you by telephone.
I don't think you can murder me by telephone. What?
You stupid ass.
What do you? Well, what's wrong?
Shit crap. You nobody have stupid murder telephone. Why no one support murder telephone? Piece of crap. Fuck shit ass. Fuck murder. I kill murder you if you call and say negative thing. But make sure telephone support murder. Not like shit piece of crap. Shit fuck call now. Okay, next color.
Hello.
Okay, excuse me, a little business to take care of, discuss with partner, and yes, on the radio, I do this because we have nothing to hide. We terror, we want to kill American infidel and make you use Asbong or die. Asbong, very important in I do not think enough American have seen good super bring from Asbong, so I do more demonstration. Let me press button here. And show you, it's very important to use the ass bong. I plug in my ass. I load. And smoke come out my mouth. And me, I'm fucked. Shit brand. Now, us fuckers who call, want to call, do now. I finish demonstration. We take more call. Next caller, on the air, hello.
Hey, man, I got two things to ask. I'm gonna go with the first. How does the ass bong work?
The ass bong is a very simple concept. It is the same as a normal bong, except they have a special processor and lighter inside.
Uh-huh.
And, the smoke go in ass instead of in mouth, and come out by mouth.
Okay.
The good concept and a very, very efficient, rapid, fuck brain.
Getting high.
You go.
Okay, my other thing is, why are you so violent on the air like this?
Why do you speak to me in this matter?
You say
I do not defend. What are you, an infidel?
No, I'm a Muslim. I mean,
then
I
you're a Muslim.
I don't speak your language yet. I just converted.
You are not real Muslim. Then you are not. You must learn the language. You must be a supporter of terror, of kaboom, of mighty victory to Allah, and you must control and you must consume the ass bong.
I tried the ass bong, but you're like imposing it. You're going nuts about it.
No. Easy. Good to impose. Good to impose. Just like that. Kaboom. The fear. All Americans must fear, and all American and infidel and fidel must consume from both.
All I wanted to say was
I do not want to hear this call is over. This call is over. Okay, enough with this bullshit call. I do not like people call and confront me with bullshit. It's no truth. You must listen to me when I say Asbong is good. Now we have another caller. Caller, go.
Hello, Jamala.
Oh, hello, Rajmala. This to audience, infidel American, terrorist as well. This is my sister, Rajmala. Hello, Rajmala.
Hello. Are you okay, Jamala? Are you crazy?
No. Why you tell me I'm crazy?
Because you are not a terrorist. You know you are not a terrorist.
Terrorist. I am a very good terrorist. I make American fear.
No. You are not Arab. You are an Indian. You have nothing to
Hashmala, the American infidel, they do not know the difference.
You do not even speak Arab. You speak Indian.
No, Rajmala, stop. You think they make difference? I can terror world by myself. Terrorist, victory to Allah.
But you're not a Muslim. You're a Hindu.
Shh, Rajmala. You do not want to fuck crap shit my terrorist.
Please, Jamala, come home. We are worried of you. We think you're crazy.
No. You have become infidel. You
Jamala,
have become infidel.
You stupid.
You are no. I no longer listen to you. I end this call. And maybe take
okay.
another.
What the hell is going on here, Jamala? What are you doing with my radio station?
I do radio show. With terror.
With terror. Look, I take 2 minutes to go fix myself something to eat. Then I go take a crap. I come back and you're running my radio show. What the fuck? Are you crazy or something?
No. I take over the studio with Soldier. We undersee you in big grave danger.
Right. Okay. Look, what have you been recording here? I see you've been doing something. What have you been saying here?
I say very good thing and...
What is that thing? What is that?
That is the ass bone. You will consume
the
of the ass
come
bone.
Come with me, you little fuck. Get the fuck out of here. For the last time I'm kicking you. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking asshole. Don't even come back. Fucking asshole. God damn. What a fucking idiot. Okay, what did he record here? Whatever it is. You know what? I feel lazy. I think I'll just press stop here and use this as the fourth segment. As the last segment of the show, some people might actually tell me, ooh, don't do it. Don't put his recording on the air in your podcast. That's what the terrorists want. Don't do it. The terrorists want you to do this. You're going to make them win. I don't think I make them win by doing this. Because if I know Jamala bin Laweed, well enough by now, and I really do, he probably made an ass out of himself for over 5 minutes, or 7 minutes and 57 seconds, actually, of making an ass of Jamala Weed, self-making an ass of. So I guess I'm just gonna air that. It's probably gonna be funny. It's probably not threatening. I didn't hear it yet. I don't really care to hear it. I just know it's gonna be, like, prime material for BDO. Anyways. So the idiot's gonna get his wish, and he's probably gonna be like, ah, shit, why'd he hear it? It actually is really bad for me. You know, and so I swear to you, I have not even heard what he recorded during that time. I just know he made an ass out of himself. Anyways. So I'm gonna light this, little spliff here, you know, wrap up the show, and, let you know, now that you've had the surprise, now that you've had the surprise second segment of the show, and probably have noticed that the, quote, variety segment, unquote, was the third segment of today's show, I sort of restructured it, and if you are familiar with the old structure of shows at BDO Radio, then you probably recognized it from the days of bong.dhs.org I'm talking about. It's the exact same structure, basically. There's actually, I think I'm finding a way to fit in 3 skits instead of 4 like I used to, but there's probably going to be 4 skits in the final product because now I tend to open my show with a skit. Actually, no, I used to open my show with a skit. I tend to end my show with a skit, dumbass. Anyways, but I don't know. It's probably, actually, come to think of it, I'm probably going to keep it 3. The old bong.dhs.org format had 4 skits per show. It was only going to be 3 in this one because the variety segments are much larger than back in the days of bong.dhs.org. I mean, like, stuff is done really differently now and fills in more time with less segments. Anyways, so I just wanted to specify that, you know. That, you know, the structure is we're rewinding the structure a little bit, and really what was, what triggered this is when I tuned in, I spoke of this in the first segment, I tuned into the old, the classic bong.dhs.org material playlist, which I hadn't heard in really long time, at least a year, and, I fell on a news segment, one of the old news segments, and not that I completely forgot I used to do this, but I had forgotten how cool they sounded and how fun they were to make, actually. Because I was listening to, I actually started listening to my own playlist for like a couple of hours at that point.
because I was like, you know, fascinated by the fact that I used to do all that news stuff in every podcast. And I was like, maybe, you know, maybe that's something I really should bring back. The old timers at BDO are going to love it because, well, old timers are not even up to 10 years yet. That's going to happen next February. But the people who've been around listening to BDO for a good while now are probably going to welcome back that segment, and so did I. I mean, I heard an old news segment, and I just questioned myself as to why I ever actually dropped that segment. Not only is it fun for listeners, but it's super easy to make. You have no idea how quickly the news segment used to and still does today get made. It is so quick. I mean, it's such an easy recipe, kind of like Judge Bob, which is a really easy recipe we found. There's some sound effects to do in that, but it's still a rather easy recipe. Anyways, hope you enjoyed show number 23. And there's going to be more podcasts. Actually, is it show number 22? Yes, it's show number 22. Nice. It's been that long. Okay. I'm still getting, into the flow of things. Anyways, so I'm going to wrap it up right now and already start thinking about the next podcast, you know, putting together, not too quickly, but not too slowly either. So, people, thanks for listening to show number 22. And y'all gots have done gets a nice day.